Radical Islamist organizations being funded by Tory government's counter-terrorism program, report. By Kurt Sindelka on December 29, 2022. The British taxpayer has allegedly been handed out to radical Islamist organizations that have promoted extremist narratives. According to leaked draft excerpts from an independent review on the government's counter-terrorism program. A long-awaited review conducted by former Charity Commission Chairman Sir William Shawcross on the efficacy of the government's prevent strategy has found that the government itself was funding groups that have supported the Taliban and Islamist organizations that have been banned in Britain. Excerpts of the review, which was submitted to the Home Office in April but has been delayed while the government supposedly conducts fact and legal checks, were leaked to the Daily Telegraph, the British broadsheet with deep ties to the ruling Tory party. According to the paper, the Shawcross review found that money distributed by Prevent, the program which seeks to prevent people from becoming radicalized by terrorists' organizations, was in some instances handed out to radical groups themselves, including some that had promoted extremist narratives. During the course of the review, I became aware that some Prevent-funded groups promote extremism or have links with extremists, Sir William wrote. I found unacceptable examples of some of these organizations promoting Islamist extremist sentiments, or of validating and associating with Islamist extremists. One example highlighted in the draft report included Prevent giving taxpayer money to a civil society organization, whose leader had publicly made favorable and supportive statements about the Taliban. The group had also made claims that banned militant Islamist groups were merely legitimate resistance groups and that Muslims in the British armed forces should disobey orders. Another group to have received taxpayer money from Prevent was said to have within the ranks of its senior leadership members that had ties to Islamist networks. Prevent lets the vast majority of Muslims in this country down when it gives legitimacy and influence to those which promote Islamist narratives, the report stated. Shawcross also reportedly chastised the government program for placing a disproportionate focus on the threat from far-right terrorists, which he claimed was in response to politically correct fears after Muslim organizations accused the government of stigmatizing minority communities by trying to tackle Islamic extremism. It is correct for Prevent to be increasingly concerned about the growing threat from the extreme right. But the facts clearly demonstrate that the most lethal threat in the last 20 years has come from Islamism, and this threat continues to endure, the report says. This backs up claims from the government's independent advisor for social cohesion, Dame Sarah Khan, who said earlier this year that Islamic extremism was being overlooked by local authorities throughout Britain over fears of being called racist. They felt that somehow they were going to be offending Muslims, somehow it was being racist and Islamophobic. Dame Sarah said, adding that it was actually a form of discrimination as government officials are more concerned about political correctness and the fear of being labeled racist, than actually helping Muslims. A report last year from the Henry Jackson Society think tank found that although Islamic extremists accounted for 90% of those on security service watch lists, the number of far-right suspects referred to Prevent, 22%, nearly matched the number of Islamists referred to the program, 24%. The Prevent program has also come under criticism for its failure to stop several high-profile Islamist terrorist attacks, including the assassination of former Member of Parliament Sir David Amos, whose killer Ali Harbi Ali was reportedly deemed by the program to have not posed a serious danger and therefore had his 2015 case closed. Significant danger in his case was closed. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.